Professional wrestling, like real life, is full of surprises. Hi, everyone. It's Freddie Prinze Jr. And it's no surprise I can talk wrestling all day, any day. Kind of like how State Farm agents can talk insurance and help you choose the right coverage. When it comes to important insurance decisions, let State Farm support you with the coverage you need backed with 24/7 support. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Tengo diabetes.
Yo, asma.
Estamos en riesgo de contraer la neumonía neumocócica.
19 años o más con afecciones crónicas como asma, diabetes, EPOC o enfermedad cardíaca, o tienes 65 años o más, estás en mayor riesgo de contraer la neumonía neumocócica. Pregunta a tu médico o farmacéutico sobre Prevnar 20, una vacuna de Pfizer que puede ayudar a proteger contra la neumonía neumocócica con una sola dosis. Aunque te hayas vacunado previamente con otras vacunas contra la neumonía, Prevnar 20 puede ayudar a proveer protección adicional. Prevnar 20 está aprobada para adultos para ayudar a prevenir infecciones de 20 cepas de la bacteria que causa la neumonía neumocócica. La aprobación continua puede depender de un estudio de apoyo. No uses Prevnar 20 si has tenido una reacción alérgica grave a la vacuna o a sus componentes. Los adultos con sistemas inmunitarios debilitados pueden tener una respuesta reducida a la vacuna. Los efectos secundarios incluyen dolor e hinchazón en el área de la inyección, fatiga, dolor de cabeza, dolor muscular y en las coyunturas. Para obtener la información para la prescripción completa, llama al 1-855-213-2138 o visita Prevnar20enespañol.com.
With your Amex card, entertainment benefits like special ticket access and pre-sales to select can't-miss events while supplies last, make every tap music to your ears.
Hola, bienvenidos to Chiquis and Chill. Today's episode is going to be an interesting one. I have some news to tell you guys, something that I've been on the fence about for quite some time, and today I'm going to talk about it. It's about IVF. Okay, so spoiler alert, guys. I went through with it. Okay, so let me take you guys back because I have talked about this on the pod quite a bit. The last episode in which we talked about IVF, I had decided not to go through with it. I wasn't feeling it. I started the injections. I bought my medication, which was very expensive. But I just wasn't ready mentally, physically, emotionally, spiritually. I just wasn't ready. I remember injecting myself and I was just like in a bad mood. It just didn't feel like the right time. And I said, okay, I'm going to give myself a year to get pregnant. If it happens, I wasn't trying to get pregnant. I really wasn't trying to get pregnant at all. I wasn't like, I'm not on birth control or anything like that. I was just like, okay, if it happens, it happens. But it didn't. And I feel that everything happens for a reason. I was like, I know my body can do this on its own. I know it can because I get a period regularly. Like I can do it. Anyways, didn't happen. I went to get, you know, a pap smear. And then I found out I had polyps and they had to remove those. And so my OBGYN said, hey, you know, if you guys want to have kids, because Emilio was with me, if you guys want to have kids, we really have to start figuring out what we're going to do. I remember her telling me, you will never regret having a kid, but you will regret not having one. So I was like, oh shit, that really hit me. And I said, oh my God. Okay, so then Emilio and I started kind of like talking about it and entertaining the conversation a bit more, because then I thought, okay, I had these polyps and the polyps were huge, you guys. Like there were 8 of them. At first, she only saw 3. For those of you that don't know what polyps are, so polyps are like this, it's like tissue that's filled with like blood and just like gunk. I don't know exactly, but it was in the lining of my uterus. So they're just like chunks of meat, really, filled with blood. And I had 8 of them. At first, she thought I had 3. But when she went in and I had to get it removed, she's like, you know, because I was bleeding. And usually I was like spotting like for 2 months, kind of nonstop. And I was like, what's wrong with me? So that's why I went to the doctor to go get that checked. So anyways, I find out that I have polyps. We set a day for the surgery. And she cleaned me all up and she said, hey, just wanted to let you know you had 8, not 3. And they were pretty big and they were covering your fallopian tubes. They were just all up in there. We don't know how long they were there. So maybe that's what was keeping you from getting pregnant naturally. So I said, okay, cool. So then, you know, that's what happened. Then Emilio and I left and we were talking about it, like talking about, okay, are we going to have kids? Like, what are we really going to do? And more as I'm getting older, as I'm getting more mature, I'm thinking, you know what? I'm so happy and I'm so satisfied and content and grateful with how things are going in my career. that I feel like this year I want to continue doing music and touring and stuff like that. But I am going to want to slow down next year, you know? And what does that look like? So we thought, you know what? I don't want to just have an oops. Oops, I'm pregnant. I was like, you know, now that the polyps aren't there, then I started talking about, I'm like, okay, wait a second. Now this can really happen. Should I get on birth control? We both decided, no, we're not going to get on birth control. We're just going to use a little mappy thing, you know, the period tracker, because that's what I use. So whenever I'm ovulating or fertile, let's, you know, let's be careful sort of thing. And I said, okay, well, the clock is ticking. I am going to be a year older. And every year you lose more eggs and you lose more of the chance of getting pregnant naturally, you know? So I said, you know what? To take the pressure off of me, let me just do it. Let me do the IVF. And I had already given myself December and January to be off and just even February, but it didn't happen that way. So I was like, okay, we're busy. That's good. Work is coming. That's great. But I said, you know what? I'm going to take January to get my boobs done. I'm also going to take January to start IVF. I did quite a bit in January. I was very busy, you guys. Which caused a whole lot of things that I'll tell you guys about. But I got my boobies done first. I got them redone and all that whole situation that we already talked about. And then I made the appointment to do the IVF. I met a new doctor. His name is Andy Wong. He's amazing. He has helped many people with their IVF journey and having children, and people that I just wouldn't feel comfortable mentioning, but people that I'm sure you guys know, very famous people. And he was great. And he made it happen like this. I had the appointment with him while I was in Zion for New Year's. I was out there with Emilio and I had a Zoom meeting with him, and everything just happened. It just honestly all fell into place. I feel like, okay, this is meant to be, you guys, because I wanted to take off the pressure of like this year. I want to focus on a new album, on a new tour. I have so many goals when it comes to my music that I just wanted to have the control of saying, okay, I'm not going to get pregnant naturally. I don't want to necessarily, I want to have a plan. So now we have a plan. Anyways, came back from Zion, did my boobs and did IVF. And once, I swear to you, I went to the doctor and he's like, okay, we'll start in February. And I said, damn, I don't want to start in February. He's like, well, it's because your period, it all happens with your period. You have to be on your period when you start. Guys, why did my period start like 2 days after I saw him? I don't know if it was because of my hormones were all crazy because of the boob surgery. I have no idea, but my period came early. So it all just happened. I called him. He said, call me as soon as you get your period. I was supposed to get my period at the end of the month. I got it in the middle of the month. So I was like, okay, this is already like too perfect. I really wanted to start it and be done with it in January. It happened. So anyways, got my period, went in there and started the process. I skipped, which was the scariest part for me because I've never been on birth control pills. The only type of birth control I've ever done is the IUD, which is, you know, the copper one, the 10-year one that has no hormones, because I'm already like, I'm a cancer girl. I'm like, the moon and I, it's a lot. So I was like, oh my God, if I'm on birth control, I'm going to be like this crazy bitch. So I was like, okay, I don't want to do birth control pills. And well, I skipped that whole thing because he's like, okay, no worries. You started your period, come in. We started the process. I went straight to estrogen and I was only on that, like on estrogen for like a few days, and everything just happened so quickly. He put me on my injections, and by the end of the month, we retrieved 12 eggs, you guys. 12 eggs is a lot for my age. So I was like, oh my God. So I have 12 healthy eggs. Well, I don't know if they're healthy yet, but I have 12 eggs, and usually it's about 40% of what you get that is healthy, because not every egg is going to be healthy. So I got 12, which is, he's like, I just want to be in the double digits. And we were, thank God. I was afraid of having to do another round because honestly, I'm going to tell you guys, it's a lot. The injecting, it hurts more and more because you have to do, it gets to the point where you do 4 injections in one day. So I started off with 1, then 2, then 4. Then you feel bloated and your emotions are everywhere. My skin was crazy, you guys. Mind you, I had just gotten my boobs done. So imagine all these hormones in my body, all this stuff that I'm injecting, and my boobs are already super, super sensitive. So then they were like very sensitive, like extremely sensitive with everything. I was very bloated. It was just a lot. It was a lot. I don't regret it. I'm very happy that I did it because now I don't feel that pressure. Now I know, okay, there's 12 eggs. So I don't regret it. It was great. I'm happy. I don't have to kind of worry. I have 12 eggs waiting for me whenever I want to fertilize them or make embryos or put them together. But it was a lot, and it was very expensive. And the only reason I'm telling you guys that it was expensive is just to be honest. You guys know I'm very transparent and honest with you guys, but I feel like it was worth every single penny. Every single penny. Mind you, my doctor also does payment plans, which I think was awesome. Where it's like, okay, if you don't want to pay it all, we'll do it in like increments, you know, in installment payments, which is awesome. And you know, again, his name is Dr. Andy Wong. He has an office in Redondo Beach in Beverly Hills and one somewhere else. I don't remember, but he's great. The entire staff was awesome. And anyways, it was about, all in all, about $20,000, you guys. So it was hefty. And thank goodness I'm going to keep working this year so that we can just, you know, I'm when I have my kid, I'm going to be like, you already owe me $20,000 the day it's born. I'm like, you are in debt with me for $20,000. I'm just kidding. But yes, it was expensive, but I do feel that it is worth it. And again, there are payment plans. If there are any women out there that either are in their 20s or in their early 30s or even their late 30s, if you're looking into like doing IVF, I do highly recommend it. I was on the fence for a very long time and I did not feel any pressure from Emilio. It wasn't about that. It was more about, to be honest, about my career. It was more about, I want this year, I'm going to be a year older this year. You know, the egg count goes way low every year. We lose so much. So I said, you know what? I want to be able to work comfortably and do what I'm doing without that pressure of, oh my God, what if I do get pregnant and it messes up the plan? Which regardless, a baby would be a blessing. That's not what I'm saying. But if I have that control-ish, I'd rather just control that a little bit more. And it did remove a lot of pressure. I feel like I can breathe, you guys. I feel like I'm like, oh, I'm glad I did it. So whenever we start planning, which I think we might do it, I don't know, next year, or we're going to try to do it naturally. Now that we don't have those polyps in the way, I'll try to do it naturally. And if not, then I have my backup plan. So I wanted to share that with you guys because it is something super intimate. It is something super personal, but I've shared everything with you guys on this podcast, and I feel like if I can help anybody, anyone that has felt like me, that has been kind of like one foot in, one foot out, and then both feet out, and then, because I've been like that, I've been like, I don't know, dude. So I finally did it, and honestly, I feel so good about it. I really do. I think I made the right decision for me. I made the right decision for me, not for anyone else, not because I'm meant to have a kid, not because I have to, not because people are telling, no, it's for me. And for Emilio and I, and we were both on the same page, and he was with me the entire way, you guys. Like, he only missed one doctor's appointment because you have to go almost every other day to go get everything checked and get an ultrasound, you know, to make sure that the eggs are growing nice and big and fluffy. And they call it, what do they call it? They call it, juicy. They're like, okay, oh, these look juicy, you know? So you have to check them. But he was with me every single way. He would like mix the medicine for me and sometimes inject me, and he was very, very patient. So that also helped me a lot. But even if you do it by yourself, it's okay. As long as you have a friend, someone that can just, you can speak to about it and express your feelings, because it is a roller coaster of emotions. And I definitely felt it. I had hot flashes like a motherfucker. Hot flashes. I was like, whoa. I was like, I wanted to be naked, and then I wanted to be covered. And then most of the time I just wanted to be naked. So it was crazy, but it was definitely worth it. Definitely worth it.
As an actor, a producer, and a proud Latino father, my days can get very busy, which is why I make sure to dedicate time to what's important, like supporting my community through my work, sharing my Colombian and Venezuelan culture, and being present for my family, which is everything to me. Hey everyone, it's Wilmer Valderrama, and we're reflecting on what matters most. I start by giving thanks for good support in my life whenever I need to make the big decisions. How about you? If it's insurance you need, State Farm is there to help you choose the right coverage for you. And State Farm offers great support 24/7. Just call an agent. State Farm is also a big supporter of My Cultura podcast network by helping to share our Latinx voices. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Listen to new episodes of your favorite My Cultura shows wherever you get your podcasts.
There are some things that are too good to keep a secret. Like how your Amex Platinum card helps you have the perfect trip. I'd like to check into the Centurion Lounge. Or how it seems like you always get those hard-to-snag tables.
Ooh, yum.
And how you get the most out of select can't-miss events. With access to the Centurion Lounge, Resi Priority Notified, and Amex card member benefits at select events, you'll have to share. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Tengo diabetes.
Yo, asma.
Estamos en riesgo de contraer la neumonía neumocócica.
19 años o más con afecciones crónicas como asma, diabetes, EPOC o enfermedad cardíaca, o tienes 65 años o más, estás en mayor riesgo de contraer la neumonía neumocócica. Pregunta a tu médico o farmacéutico sobre Prevnar 20, una vacuna de Pfizer que puede ayudar a proteger contra la neumonía neumocócica con una sola dosis. Aunque te hayas vacunado previamente con otras vacunas contra la neumonía, Prevnar 20 puede ayudar a proveer protección adicional. Prevnar 20 está aprobada para adultos para ayudar a prevenir infecciones de 20 cepas de la bacteria que causa la neumonía neumocócica. La aprobación continua puede depender de un estudio de apoyo. No uses Prevnar 20 si has tenido una reacción alérgica grave a la vacuna o a sus componentes. Los adultos con sistemas inmunitarios debilitados pueden tener una respuesta reducida a la vacuna. Los efectos secundarios incluyen dolor e hinchazón en el área de la inyección, fatiga, dolor de cabeza, dolor muscular y en las coyunturas. Para obtener la información para la prescripción completa, llama al 1-855-213-2138 o visita Prevnar20enespañol.com.
From what I hear, when you do IVF, twins are very, very common. You can either, usually some doctors will transfer two eggs at a time to make sure that one sticks, sometimes both stick, sometimes one egg divides into two. So it's very common, especially with like my age and stuff like that, to have twins. I wouldn't want twins, but if that's God's will for my life, then I will figure it out. I figure everything else out in my life. But for a long time, I wanted a boy. Now I'm okay with whatever God wants. I do want to get like the genetic testing. I do want to do that. Emilio and I talked about like, what if, you know, what if there's only one healthy egg? You know what I mean? If we're not able to get pregnant naturally, what would we do? And what if that one egg had signs of Down syndrome? We've thought about that. And Emilio's more of like, damn, I don't know if I want my child to go through that. I'm more of like, well, if that's the only egg we have and we really want to have the baby, then that's what God wanted for me. And I would go through with it. It's a lot. This whole process has brought so many different things. We've even thought about, okay, like, you know, we want to have a civil wedding. We want to have a, you know, a spiritual wedding. Would I be okay with getting pregnant? Because a spiritual wedding won't be until next year. So what if I am pregnant? Then I was like, I'm fine. So many things have changed. Things that used to be important to me, where it's like, oh my God, I need to look snatched for my wedding, blah, blah, blah. Now I'm like, you know what? No, time is of the essence. But now that I have my eggs, I can be pregnant at 45 if I wanted to. Like, it doesn't matter. That's one thing that my doctor was like, look, you're young, your body's young, your uterus will never age. It's the eggs. Everything else is fine. It's just the eggs that are just like, hey, putting a little bit more pressure. But now that we have that out of the way, if I wanted to wait to be freaking pregnant at 50, I can do that. I don't know if that's what I want to do, but I'm just saying, you know what I mean? So things have changed. My perspective on things have changed so much. And I swear to you guys, I feel like I could just breathe. I don't know. I'm just like, I can sigh and say, okay, it's done. It's taken care of. But I did not want to go through it again, to be honest. I was praying. I was like, God, no. I was like, this is a lot. It's a lot. It's especially me. I'm so in tune with my body. I feel everything. I know when something's wrong. I know when I've taken something that's made me feel a certain way. I'm very in tune with my body. So I was like, it was a lot emotionally, but it was definitely worth it. So I do recommend it. It's nothing out of this world that you can't handle. Us women are fucking built for freaking childbirth, you guys. We are built for so much. And not just because I'm a feminist and yeah, but yeah, you know, freaking women, we're the badass, you know, but honestly, like, we got this. We got it. So it's nothing out of this world, nothing that you can't handle if that's what you decide to do.
I love sharing positive tips with my listeners on everything from health challenges to relationship troubles, because life happens, baby, but you got this. Hi there. I'm Honey German, and I know we can all use some positive energy these days. That's why I make sure to empower my community, because a bit of motivation and support can go a long way. And luckily, we have State Farm to support us. Like when you talk to a State Farm agent to choose the coverage you need, and they have the options to protect the things you value most. It's the perfect positive tip you need. State Farm is also a big supporter of the My Cultura podcast network, where we as podcast hosts get to share our experiences and stories. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Listen to new episodes of your favorite My Cultura shows wherever you listen to podcasts.
This is it. We've got an Amex Platinum Pro on our hands, ladies and gentlemen. We haven't seen anyone relax like this before in the Centurion Lounge. Is he connecting to complimentary Wi-Fi? Oh, my. Look at that. He is. And you will not believe where he's going next. The Amex dedicated card member entrance for the win. Unbelievable.
When you get travel perks with Amex Platinum, you're part of the action. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Tengo diabetes.
Yo, asma.
Estamos en riesgo de contraer la neumonía neumocócica.
19 años o más con afecciones crónicas como asma, diabetes, EPOC o enfermedad cardíaca, o tienes 65 años o más, estás en mayor riesgo de contraer la neumonía neumocócica. Pregunta a tu médico o farmacéutico sobre Prevnar 20, una vacuna de Pfizer que puede ayudar a proteger contra la neumonía neumocócica con una sola dosis. Aunque te hayas vacunado previamente con otras vacunas contra la neumonía, Prevnar 20 puede ayudar a proveer protección adicional. Prevnar 20 está aprobada para adultos para ayudar a prevenir infecciones de 20 cepas de la bacteria que causa la neumonía neumocócica. La aprobación continua puede depender de un estudio de apoyo. No uses Prevnar 20 si has tenido una reacción alérgica grave a la vacuna o a sus componentes. Los adultos con sistemas inmunitarios debilitados pueden tener una respuesta reducida a la vacuna. Los efectos secundarios incluyen dolor e hinchazón en el área de la inyección, fatiga, dolor de cabeza, dolor muscular y en las coyunturas. Para obtener la información para la prescripción completa, llama al 1-855-213-2138 o visita Prevnar20enespañol.com.
You know, with all this IVF and then even this past weekend, Emilio and I were talking a lot about baby stuff, you know, and I feel that Emilio's definitely more ready than I am to have a baby. It's crazy because I've been a parent to my siblings. I feel like I've had freaking four kids, you know, with the experience that I've lived with them and I've gone through everything with them. As you guys know, I talk about this on my podcast every day or all the time. So anyways, but he, I think it's something he'd be very good at being a dad. And I know you can't compare a dog to an actual real baby, but the way that I see that he's with our dogs, especially the baby one, Ryu, like, I'm just like, he's so patient. Ever since we got him, like, taking him out to potty every 4 hours, that's a huge commitment. I honestly wouldn't do it. I was just like, I don't know how this guy's doing it, because it was like 3 months of it, of waking up in the middle of the night, of being like super consistent. I was like, dude, he'd be a great dad. You know, to the point where I was even telling my friends, I'm like, I feel that it's important to be careful, or if I have the opportunity to obviously, yes, choose the father of my child. Now I know, like, he makes me feel safe. He makes me feel like, God forbid something happens to me, you know, I'm no longer on earth, or we split up, God forbid. Like, I know my child will be in good hands and I don't have to worry about any other baby mama drama. I've been through that, and I feel good with him. And yes, he's younger and I feel like he's going to have a lot more energy. And we talked about it this weekend. I was like, hey, are you going to be okay with waking up and feeding the baby and all this stuff? He's like, oh yeah, I'll do it. Don't even worry about it. I don't know. Maybe he'll say that now to try to convince me to have a kid. But it seems like he'll be really, really good. And I know the type of mom I'll be. I can talk all this crap and be like, oh, he's going to do everything and blah, blah, blah. He's going to change all the diapers. But I already know myself. I already know. I'm going to want to, like, you know, make sure my baby's okay and do anything and everything that I can to give my baby the best life possible. Before we go, I'm going to pull a card. This is a game called We're Not Really Strangers. I'm not sure if you guys have heard about it, but if you haven't, check it out. I'm just going to pull a card. I feel like this would be different for us to just try, and it could be, I don't know, we'll see what kind of question that I can quickly answer for you guys. Okay, so the question is, if you could have it your way, who would you be with? Where would you be? What would you be doing? Oh, that's cute. Okay, so if I had it my way, I think that I would choose to be with my mother. And I would be with her on my last birthday, the last birthday that I spent with her, when she took me and surprised me to the movies. She took all of us to the movies, my siblings and I, and because that's like so Janae, you know, to go to the movies and have to do something relaxing for my birthday. I would definitely go back to that moment if I could right now. I like this. And no, they're not paying me, you guys. I love this game. And yeah, I thought it would be something different. So yeah, guys, that's it. That's my IVF journey. I did want and feel the responsibility to let you guys know because I have taken you through everything, even my first doctor and then me not doing it and trying and the whole thing. So now you guys know it's out in the open. I did it. So that's that. You guys, it's always beautiful to be able to speak to you guys about everything on the podcast. I feel like this is definitely my safe place. Thank you for making it that way. Thank you for listening to this new episode. I hope you enjoy it and I hope that it inspires you or it's informative or whatever it is. I just hope it touches your heart. So yeah, guys, maybe you'll see me as a mommy. I don't know if anytime soon, but soon in the near future. Okay, guys. All right. Well, thank you so much. And I will see you on the next episode of Cheeks and Chill.
Do you need advice on love, relationships, health, IMAS? I'm so excited to share with you that my Cheekies and Chill podcast will have an extra episode drop each week. I'll be answering all your questions. Just leave me a voice message con todas tus preguntas y yo te las voy a contestar personalmente. All you have to do is go to speakpipe.com/cheekiesandchillpodcast and record your questions. I can't wait to hear from you. This is a production of iHeartRadio and the My Cultura Podcast Network. Follow us on Instagram at My Cultura Podcast and follow me, Chiquis, that's C-H-I-Q-U-I-S. For more podcasts from iHeart, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite podcast and check us out on YouTube.
Tengo diabetes.
Yo, asma.
Estamos en riesgo de contraer la neumonía neumocócica.
19 años o más con afecciones crónicas como asma, diabetes, EPOC o enfermedad cardíaca, o tienes 65 años o más, estás en mayor riesgo de contraer la neumonía neumocócica. Pregunta a tu médico o farmacéutico sobre Prevnar 20, una vacuna de Pfizer que puede ayudar a proteger contra la neumonía neumocócica con una sola dosis. Aunque te hayas vacunado previamente con otras vacunas contra la neumonía, Prevnar 20 puede ayudar a proveer protección adicional. Prevnar 20 está aprobada para adultos para ayudar a prevenir infecciones de 20 cepas de la bacteria que causa la neumonía neumocócica. La aprobación continua puede depender de un estudio de apoyo. No uses Prevnar 20 si has tenido una reacción alérgica grave a la vacuna o a sus componentes. Los adultos con sistemas inmunitarios debilitados pueden tener una respuesta reducida a la vacuna. Los efectos secundarios incluyen dolor e hinchazón en el área de la inyección, fatiga, dolor de cabeza, dolor muscular y en las coyunturas. Para obtener la información para la prescripción completa, llama al 1-855-213-2138 o visita Prevnar20enespañol.com.
Thank you for traveling with Amex Platinum. To your right, you'll see Oceanside Relaxation at a fine hotel and resort property. When booked through Amex Travel, you can enjoy complimentary breakfast for 2 and 4 p.m. late checkout. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Professional wrestling, like real life, is full of surprises. Hi, everyone. It's Freddie Prinze Jr. And it's no surprise I can talk wrestling all day, any day. Kind of like how State Farm agents can talk insurance and help you choose the right coverage. When it comes to important insurance decisions, let State Farm support you with the coverage you need backed with 24/7 support. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.